Here he comes. God in you.
Amen.
God above us.
Amen.
The pillar of fire.
Amen.
God with us in Jesus Christ. God in us, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What is it? The same word, the same God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
No more trusting in anything else. God come himself. This is a man-sized job.
Oh.
So he just brought it all down and come down himself.
Amen.
They won't have to do nothing about it. It doesn't surrender me, and I'll walk in them, talk in them, speak in them, work in them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. That's it. I'll do the work. Just let them just humble themselves. Let them just empty up. I'll defeat my enemy out there through them.
Amen.
That's it. You can't do it in yourself now. You're not a match for me. But if you just let God do it, get the word in you, then it'll be all be taken care of. Now, God fortified his army, what with himself, in the form of prophets, apostles, teachers, pastors. What do you do? What was God doing? Listen, did you ever think what that offices of the church is? It's God's dress. Inside dress. An apostle. A prophet. A seer. Foreseeing it before Satan ever gets to it. Done told it.
Amen.
What is it? God dressed up in his church.
Amen.
These offices is God's dress wear.
Amen.
When you see those offices, pastors, teachers, evangelists, what is that? That's God's dress wear. God's presence. God's spirit. In a working through man. And if that office denies any of this word, then it's not God dressing.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God. Watch out. That's that wolf in sheep's clothing.
Amen.
Watch that fellow.
Amen.
Beware of him. But when he just takes what the word says, remember that's God supposed to speak in his word.
Yeah.
But if it says, well, it isn't. Oh, my. Get going, sheep. Get going.
Amen.